listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Another person that's been with me on Community Connections right from almost the very start is our local MP, Cindy McLeish, and I'd like to talk to Cindy, so we've got Cindy on the line. How are you, Cindy?
I'm very well, thank you, Alan. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Tell me, what's Christmas Day for Cindy McLeish? If I remember rightly, somewhere along the line you have a big family get-together.
We do have a very big family get-together at Christmas night,
yep.
Actually, with the McLeish family. And I'm with the Moss family, my partner's family, during the day for lunch. And that's going to be quite a bit of a get-together too. There's a number of different people coming together for that. And I will just mention that my daughter has been living overseas and she's decided to have Christmas in Guatemala.
So that's terrific. I'm not sure what the weather will be.
I don't know. I'm a bit scared about it.
Well, I'm not sure what the weather's like over there at this time of the year.
Well, I imagine it's fairly hot and sticky. I'd imagine it's kind of not that far from the equator.
Yeah. What?
So, yes.
Is there a reason? I'll shut up. Is there a reason why she picked that place to celebrate Christmas?
Probably to scare her mother, I'd say.
They do that.
Well, I think it's whilst it sounds pretty scary to me and it has been in the past, it's opened up a lot more in recent years as a bit of a travel destination for a lot of the young people, and it must be cheap. So I'd say that it's somewhere different and it's cheap, so that's why she will be going there with a couple of friends. So, yeah, good luck to her.
And mum would
so
rather
she won't be
home.
Joining me for Christmas. That's right.
Mum would is she going to FaceTime you? Sure. I mean, how good is the internet over there?
Well, I don't know, actually. That's a good question. At least I've got her itinerary now, so she sent me exactly kind of where she's going to be and things like that. So that's a little bit of comfort. But I do know a couple of people that have been there, so I need to just chill a little bit more and just enjoy Christmas back here.
Mums never do
with
chill.
With all the family without.
Yeah, mums never do chill. Cindy, at what age did you make your first overseas trip?
Probably 20, maybe? Maybe 21?
So did you frighten your parents when you made your first overseas trip?
No, I went to Hong Kong where one of my cousins was living, and I did go to China and Thailand.
Yep.
So that probably wasn't too bad, and I knew people in Thailand, so it was a little bit easy. I'd gone to New Zealand. I did teaching rounds when I was learning to be a teacher. I did teaching rounds in New Zealand in Christchurch. So I was probably about 19 or 20 then.
I interviewed somebody 2 or 3 years ago, and they said that it was a mother, and she said her daughter was heading off overseas, and I think for 3 months, and she said, "Oh, I'm petrified," you know, and all this. And I asked her the same question. She said, "Oh, I was a year, 2 years younger." And I said, "How did your parents cope?" She said, "I never thought of it at the time until I became a mother. I never gave it any thought."
And it's funny because, you know, like we'd write letters home and I'd ring up once every 2 months or something like that. So, you know, and our families didn't know where we were. We'd say, "Oh, I'm heading to Italy or I'm heading to Greece." And they'd assume you got there.
Yeah, well, there was no mobile internet and there was nothing like that. You couldn't correspond that. As you say, it had to be by letter, didn't it?
But look, I had it in Parliament recently. We had the Victorian Institute of Sport come in and they brought some of the athletes in, and they also brought in Kieran Perkins.
Oh, yeah.
Who was, you know, a star known to many of us. Yep. And I was talking to him about, you know, where I was when I watched the event where he won from the Lane 8. And he said he talks to people about that and kids can't understand that there was only one place that you would watch the telly in the house. You know, it was pretty well, yep. Everyone had one TV and you all watched it in a lounge room.
Yep.
And there was no immediate replay or all of this sort of stuff. And he said kids find that really hard to comprehend these days.
And no remote?
No, none of them. Get up and turn the channel.
And yet we all coped.
Yes, and look, that was one of the fun things that happened in Parliament this year, to have the Institute of Sport come in and talk about some of their successes and what they do. So it was work, even though I did get to meet Kieran and I was a little bit of a fangirl.
Ah, that's terrific. Cindy, look, on behalf of all the listeners, I thank you for, and I really am grateful, pardon me, for the time that you put in to come and talk to us, but I hope you and your family have a terrific day tomorrow. It sounds like a big day, lunch and night. So I hope.
Yes, a big day followed by cricket. Going to the cricket on Boxing Day.
Oh,
that's
terrific.
A big few days.
and look, thank you to Denise. I know I've never met Denise, but I've had quite a lot of contact with Denise over the last few years.
She's great.
Thank her for all that she does for us. But I hope, as I say, that you have a great Christmas and a happy New Year, and stay safe.
That's right, and for everybody to stay safe as well. That you know, it's really important. There's a lot of crazy things happening, you know, in the world at the moment, and I think you just need to have your wits about you, whether you're driving or, you know, visiting somewhere that you're not quite used to. Just be aware and stay safe and have a great time. Yeah. And to you especially too, Alan.
Thank you very much, Cindy. And I'll be talking to you in February. January we have a break, and I'll be back in February to talk to you.
No worries. Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Cindy. See you later.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you. Thanks. Bye.